In terms of reporting the news, why is radio better than other media, like TV or newspapers?
I think that radio, public radio in particular, has a reputation for really going behind the story. It's not just necessarily about what happened, but why. And we have clocks and we have spaces to fill, but the content that we fill it with, the news that we fill it with, is stuff that is impactful, that impacts residents on a daily basis. And we have the ability to take the time with stories that perhaps television is not able to, for whatever reason. I think it's a concerted effort on the face of radio to do so. That's just behind part of the philosophy, is not just what's happening, but why.
Is there a difference between public radio and community radio?
I think there is a difference between public radio and community radio, and it's subtle. I think that all public radio, be it community radio or public radio, really has a mission of serving the listener. We all take it to heart, and it's it really drives the content that we deliver on a daily basis. I think that the subtleness, community radio might use more community volunteers, for example. That's just one way in which there's a difference. That lends itself to perhaps a different sound. It doesn't have to. The most tangible way to notice the difference between community and public is the use of volunteers. And community radio tends to use a lot more volunteers than public radio. But, the differences are subtle. And again, the mission of serving the listener remains the same.
Talk a little bit about the Rocky Mountain Community Radio Exchange. What is the value of collaboration between stations?
The Rocky Mountain Community Radio Exchange is, I see it as extremely valuable. It's the birth of the Capital Coverage Project, which has been to Berkeland up at the State House. But Colorado is kind of a unique state in that it's divided in several ways. It's divided east and west by the Rocky Mountains, literally physically divided. But it's also a lot of urban-rural issues. And I think that it's really easy for people in urban cores to perhaps forget that there's a whole wide state out there. And so I think that whether it comes in collaboration through Benta's pieces and getting voices from around the state, or sharing pieces from around the state with each other, the collaboration is really important because it helps get people, it helps tie Colorado together in one big centennial state package. And so I find that to be really valuable and really useful. And then we also have the ability to meet and discuss what we're covering, discuss the challenges, and discuss the opportunities for perhaps more collaboration.
I know it's kind of hard to pick just one, but is there a favorite story that you've done?
Oh, I think I was doing a lot of the reporting, and still am to an extent, the reporting of what was happening with the Southwest Chief, the Amtrak train line that went through southern Colorado. And of course, there is another Amtrak train line that goes through basically along the I-70 corridor called the California Zephyr. But the Amtrak storyline in southern Colorado is one of importance to rural communities, and it's something that reaches the urban core as well, because people use that train line. It is public transportation to go from someplace like La Junta or Trinidad to your cities. And I think that the evolution of that project, or the evolution of that story, to me, really represents what I try to do, which is, again, to tie the state together in ways that are applicable to us all. We're all Coloradans. How does one thing affect the rest of the state? And why should people in the rest of the state care about what's happening in other corners? And I think that, it is important. And I think people do want to know what's happening with our rural areas. So, that's one thing that I'm really particularly fond of in terms of driving, or in terms of the mission driving the reporting. I think that's a really good example of that application.